Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Here's our phone number. I'm guessing you're going to want it. 404-263-0941. If you have any thoughts about Sarah, who's about to join us here, Sam.
I can't wait to hear what happened.
Oh. All right, 404-263-0941. If you want to weigh in, but let's pick her up now. Chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it the 5th? Tuesday, Wednesday,
I think so.
Thursday. No, Tuesday, Wednesday,
four.
Friday, Monday. Chapter 4. Sarah, welcome back to the Jeff and Jen Show. How was your weekend?
It was fine. It was fine. How was yours?
I'm trying to tell by the tone of your voice what happened. I just want to know how that play date went down.
So nervous. So
we have to first of all ask, did the play date happen yesterday?
It happened.
Okay.
Oh, listen to that tone in your voice. Oh.
All right. Well, so, I guess just start at the beginning.
So, it went okay. I know that you guys were, like, freaking out and that everyone is, like, losing their minds over this, but it went okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, I kept saying, like, I know my friend and, like, you know, I wasn't coming in hot with her. Like, it went fine, despite the fact that basically all of my other friends who were there just, like, sat there silent. They didn't, like, say anything. I had to do all the talking, which is fine. You know, it was my idea.
How did you even start this conversation?
What's the first sentence that comes out of your mouth?
You know, I was just like, oh, you know, like, God, where does he get those dark eyes from? Like, his hair is so, where does he get that dark hair from?
No,
you know,
you
and he's
didn't.
Like, so,
no, you
all
didn't.
Of these.
It's so,
well, just,
it's,
you know,
he's, did you say this? He did not say the sentence. He's so olivey.
No, I didn't say okay. Olivey. I didn't. Right. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. I was nervous. Okay. And I'd had like 3 glasses of wine. So like, who can say what I said, but then I was like, no, but seriously, I wanted to talk to you because there have been a lot of rumors flying around and it makes me really angry to hear people talk about my friend. And I wanted to let you know that people, you know, I'm not the only one, we're not the only ones who've noticed that, you know, his complexion is a little different from the rest of the kids. And she was like, oh yeah. Oh, she just thought it was funny. Like, she just like laughed it off.
Did you bring up Namaste, the yoga instructor?
I did not bring him up by name. Like, I opened up the conversation to it where, like, she could have volunteered that information, you know what I mean? But she basically kind of shut it down and was just like, oh, yeah, you know, looks different than my other two kids. But, yeah, no, it's ours, you know, and just kind of, like, laughed it off.
Did she even think you were seriously suggesting that it was not her husband's baby?
I couldn't tell. It was kind of one of those. It was one of those things where she like it was. It was kind of like she was overcompensating a little bit. She just like it was like she had an answer prepared. You know.
So maybe she's answered it before. Did you tell her, hey, people are talking about you? Because that was one of your things. You're like, I want her to know that people are spreading rumors about her and Namaste.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did. I was like, there have been rumors going around. And she just, like, jumped in and kind of just like kind of cut me off and shut it down. And then also had some, honestly, it was weird. She had this like kind of bogus story about like, oh, her great, great, great grandmother and grandfather, you know, from Sicily and Uncle Vito and blah, blah. And her husband's side, there's Italian on their side too. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess. How have I never, like, you're as Italian as Olive Garden, you know what I mean? Like, she is not, she's not, I don't know, it was weird. Like, I get, I mean, that's possible, you know, but.
But I, you, I it, it's not, you can't say, how would I never know that? Like, I don't know where, the only reason I know that Jen had a grandmother from Great Britain is because she had a silly accent. But like, if.
Right.
I don't know where Kelly Cheese's grandparents are from or Janine's or JP's or any of my friends, really. Like, why would you know that?
No. No, I mean, it's not like we sit around, like, talking about genetics all the time. But, like, I don't know. It just seemed weird. It seemed weird and convenient. And just the way her demeanor kind of shifted, I don't. You know, like, you know, like, you can tell when someone's lying.
So did she ask? Did she ask you, because you were with a group and y'all, your squad confronted her?
Right.
Did she say, like, have you guys been talking about this? Was she defensive? Is that what you mean? Was she kind of asking everybody, or were you just kind of the point of contact?
I was the point of contact. Everyone else just sat there. No one said anything. Yeah, and she didn't seem too worried about the fact that people were talking about her, which surprised me, because it's like as long as I've known her, she's been sort of concerned with, like, appearances, you know, and, like...
But if it's... What, if it's... Sarah, if it's blatantly not true, then it becomes amusing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. There was just something about...
Like, watch this. Watch this person get not defensive about an accusation. Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
People are saying that you are making out with our boss, corporate speak Tony.
Oh, totally. All the time. Right.
That you just laugh it off because there's a 0% chance of it being true.
I mean, I guess so.
But
I guess so. I don't know.
She knows her friend better than we do, and you're saying you felt like she had lie body language.
She totally did. Mm-hmm. And it was like she like was like laughing too hard at it, you know? And it was like she had rehearsed her answer.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So you believe?
Do you think just your hunch after this playdate conversation? Do you think that this has been something she and her husband have discussed, and they have come up with the story they're going to tell, and that's it?
Yeah, I think that you know, like I feel okay. So I feel like here's what is a lie. Like the lie is that the kid is. Hers. Like, I don't think, or the kid is his. I don't think that the kid belongs to her husband. But what is true is that, like, she and her husband have talked. She has decided that this is the official story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the way that we are going to tell people. This has gone down. Oh, we're secretly Italian, and, like, this is, you know, we're just going to laugh
Italian.
It off. Like, it's mm-hmm. not a big deal, you know. And, like, if that is the version that she wants to tell people, then cool. Like, I am here to back that story up. I will support that. Like, if she says that that's what's true, that is what the next time I hear someone, you know, being like, oh, did you see her? You know, I'm going to be like, no, that is hers. She's been Italian all along, and we just haven't known. Do I believe her? No. But... she's my friend, and if she says it's true, then, you know, I'll roll with it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Leah, is that right, in Alpharetta?
Yes, I'm here. I am angry listening to this hater that you have on the line early at 8:09, okay? she has hate in her heart. She can't congratulate because she's a hater. Everybody knows that genes skip around like that. Why can't the baby just be Olivie?
Right. Olivie.
Yeah, she is a straight-up hater. No friend does that. That is not how you define friendship. She is a hater. She doesn't like, she's jealous of this woman. The baby's Olivie. Get over it. And stay out of her business. I wish we could call her friend and tell her friend that she has a hater. She has a snake in her garden. And she needs to do some, cut the grass so she can identify this snake.
Ridiculous. I know this is all full of drama and stuff, but three fantastic things have come out of this.
Yes.
You got a snake in your garden, maintain your lane, and Olivie. That's my goal when I go on vacation, because I'm a pasty fella. I'm like, I'm like the casting director looked at me to play Powder. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Black people, I'm black.
Yep.
Black people can have babies of all kind of colors because of our genetics, and that's just genetics and DNA in general. Like, I'm chocolatey, okay? My baby can come out light-skinnedy. You know what I mean?
Light-skinnedy.
That's what happens. Oh, my God. Get her off the line, please.
All right. Thanks, Aaliyah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
She's chocolatey, and her baby is light-skinnedy. Then you're pastedy.
Light-skinnedy. Awesome. Is it Sherma?
Yes.
Hey, listening in Smyrna. Thank you.
She is driving me bonkers. Sarah is not her friend. For her to sit there and say, oh, I'm still her friend, she's not her friend. She is too nosy. She's all up in her business. How could she even say that? And here's the thing. Sarah reminds me of, she's going to be like 80 years old, peeping out the window at her neighbors.
Yes.
What are they doing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is she sleeping with the mailman?
For sure.
Too much.
She's that neighbor now.
Right.
Yeah.
She's going to get worse. My thing is, why is it her business anyway? Mm-hmm. It's not her business. She's fabricating this stuff. And, like, she's laying in bed thinking of all these scenarios about her so-called friends. And I'm listening to her, and I want to pull out every strand of my hair listening to her. She is crazy.
You're so fired up. I imagine that your cheeks are reddity.
Well,
I do that.
My cheeks are probably purpley because I'm chocolatey like the other women. I have light-skinned nieces with curly hair and dark-skinned nieces with straight hair. That's what you do.
The Jeff and Jen Show, ruining grammar all across North Georgia. Thanks, Sherma.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.